USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three service members killed in a shooting at a Florida naval base will be honored during the annual Army-Navy football game. Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson, Airman Mohammed S. Haytham, and Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters were killed December 6th when the shooter, a Saudi Air Force member who was in the U.S. for training, opened fire in a classroom building at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The gunman was killed by a sheriff's deputy. The commanding officer of the base has said numerous times that the sailors took action during the attack and helped save many lives. Several people were injured in the shooting, including two Escambia County sheriff deputies hurt in the exchange of gunfire. An FBI official has said the shooting is still being investigated with the presumption that it was an act of terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Supreme Court said it will hear President Donald Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private, a major confrontation between the president and Congress that could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. Arguments will take place in late March, and the justices are poised to issue decisions in June as Trump is campaigning for a second term. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. The court will also decide whether the Manhattan District Attorney can obtain 8 years of Trump's tax returns as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. A 13-year-old boy was arrested in the stabbing death of a Barnard College freshman who was approached in a park by as many as three youths as she ventured from her New York City campus on the eve of final exams. The arrest of such a young suspect added another tragic element to the slaying of 18-year-old Tessa Majors, a case that has troubled the city and campus leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The largest manufacturing association in the country, the National Association of Manufacturers, is the latest to heap praise on President Trump for completing phase one of a trade with China. John Clemens reports.
Others like the American Farm Bureau, the National Retail Federation, and the Job Creators Network also had praise for Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump spoke at the White House about some of the other benefits of reaching phase one with Beijing, thus avoiding a trade war with China.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Phase one of the trade deal requires China to purchase $50 billion in agricultural products. The Senate will now have to ratify the agreement. I'm John Clemens.
U.S. regulators approved the expanded use of a fish oil-based drug for preventing serious heart complications in high-risk patients already taking cholesterol-lowering pills. Vascepa was approved years ago for people with sky-high triglycerides, a type of fat in the blood. The Food and Drug Administration allowed its use for a far bigger group of adults with high but less extreme triglyceride levels who have multiple risk factors such as heart disease and diabetes. In patient testing, it reduced risk of potentially deadly complications, including heart attacks and strokes, by over 25%. Heart disease affects an estimated 121 million American adults, causes about 1 in 3 deaths, and costs more than $500 billion annually for treatment, according to the American Heart Association. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.